tremendous power of thinking big, so as to gain for yourself the success, happiness, and satisfaction you want so much.
It is not a text for the elite, but for every man. I too try to make my 700-word weekly newspaper column uncomplicated and even populist. If it is ever esoteric or obscure, it has failed. I also give lots of speeches, probably 50 a year, mostly to audiences of actual or would-be entrepreneurs. Again, the ideas in my talks reflect many of the themes in this book. For example, in Chapter 11, How to Turn Defeat into Victory, it says,
"The difference between success and failure is found in one's attitude towards setbacks, handicaps, discouragements, and other disappointing situations."
My most popular speech is one where I detail my business struggles and mistakes and how I overcame them. It is frankly reassuring to hear that others have made errors and suffered disasters. Audiences do not want to hear a catalogue of amazing triumphs. That is conceited and quite possibly irrelevant to them. They need to know that you have endured difficulties and made losses and know what it is like to be in the trenches, fending off creditors, engaging in hand-to-hand combat with competitors, surviving against the odds thanks to perseverance, animal spirits, and resilience. I recently launched a new think tank called the Centre for Entrepreneurs because I think such individuals need support and I want to research their psychology. Entrepreneurs matter because they create most of the new jobs, much of the industrial innovation, and a big part of the taxes and exports we need as a nation. I see a book like The Magic of Thinking Big as a sort of entrepreneur's manifesto. It states,
"Don't let tradition paralyze your mind. Be receptive to new ideas. Be experimental. Try new approaches."
That has been my approach to business and work. So often, those who do well with their own business are not the ones with formal qualifications, but those who possess boundless confidence, bulletproof ambition, strength of character, optimism, an ability to lead, and an overwhelming belief in progress. These are all qualities the magic of thinking big tries to foster. And in its 1950s, homespun way, I think it makes a pretty decent job of it. And that is why it helped change me, and in a way, helped make me who I am, and why I've chosen it for this broadcast, ahead of hundreds of other, more sophisticated and scholarly books.
That was the last of the week's essay series, The Book That Changed Me. The speaker was Luke Johnson, the producer was Smita Patel, and the reader was Mike Wending. This week's essays were first broadcast in January, and they can all be downloaded from the Radio 3 website.
Beginning on Monday, our composer of the week is Aram Khachaturian. We'll go beyond Khachaturian's ever-popular saber dance to explore the colourful life and music of a man celebrated by Tolstoy and castigated by Stalin. Join me, Donald MacLeod, for Composer of the Week, Aram Khachaturian. From Monday, from midday and repeated at 6:30 here on BBC Radio 3, or search online for Radio 3 Great Composers.
This is Radio 3, now World on 3. Marianne Kennedy introduces a special programme recorded earlier today at Womex in Spain.
Wow, what a heady concoction. Santiago de Compostela, the heartland of Galicia, a great destination for music anyway. But for this week, it's the home for all things world music. Womex is the annual celebration of roots music from around the globe, and World on Three is here to share in some of the delights. A real marketplace for established and emerging acts alike. So let's start out with something that combines the two. We're going to Cape Verde, an archipelago just off the west coast of Africa, and this band is capturing the music and the style of one of their great icons, the singer who was known as the Barefoot Diva. Her memory lives on in the Cesária Évora Orchestra, with Nancy Vieira here taking the lead.
Thank you. sceglie amor, che morna qui in voladera, terra sa, sceglie amor, che imbattù in volana, spaiol ne smun fora, so facci ma, terra po, sceglie amor, che morna qui in voladera, terra sa, sceglie amor.
One of Cesaria's big songs given new life there, and there's more to come from Nancy Vieira and the rest of the Cesaria Evora Orchestra later on in this special edition of World on Three here at WOMEX, the World Music Expo, taking place this year in Santiago de Compostela in northern Spain. Like I said, it really is a marketplace, some familiar names, of course, but there's also an opportunity to encounter new sounds, and that's what we have next from Yukito Ara and Isamu Shimoji, Sakashima Meeting, they call themselves, and we'll find out more of what's behind it after this first piece of music.
Samayui 주사 저디야 잠지르 하나는 주라사 주다기 주사 저디야 잠지르 하나는 주라사 주다기
Sakishima meeting, playing for us live here at Womex in Santiago de Compostela. Isamu, first of all, can you tell me a little bit about this wonderful snakeskin banjo?
This is a sanshin. Okinawan typical instrument.
An instrument that belongs to your part of Japan, very much connected.
This is from China,
originally?
500 years, originally, yes.
Okay. And how do the two of you come to work together?
Oh, 2004, maybe, I wanted to meet him, Yukito. Also, Yukito wanted to meet me. And we met each other at Ryukyu Festival in Japan mainland. And then we played together today.
And am I right in thinking that this is very much a blend? It sounds like a conversation mm-hmm. between two people, but it's also like a conversation between tradition mm-hmm. and modern day.
Yeah. Yes. He plays and sings traditional songs, Yukito. I play recent music in Okinawa. So this is a mixture is wonderful.
We think so too. And we should let the music speak for itself now. Would you play us something else now?
The next song is called... Sakishima no tema, our theme song. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you so much to Sakishima Meeting playing live for us here at WOMEX in Santiago de Compostela in Galicia in northern Spain. More to come from right around the globe here on World on 3. And the WOMEX Expo is, well, it's about music, of course, but it's also about stories. And more captivating you could not find than the El Gusto Orchestra, a reunion of faiths, of cultures and music rooted in the Chabi music of 60s Algeria. The orchestra is the brainchild of Safinez Bouzbia, and well, till we hear the story, let's hear first the flavour of El Gusto.
Thank you. الحمراء يا ويح من كواتو نار الحب نار حمراء يا ويح من كواتو وإذا مات دمت السباب عذراء وإذا مات السباب عذراء وإذا عشت وإذا عشت عقلي دا
Thank you.
Augusto Orchestra at the WOMEX Expo here in Galicia, and I'm joined by their producer, Safinas Busbia, Algerian-born, and this is a project that means a great deal to you because you didn't grow up in Algeria, but this is you kind of reconnecting with your background.
Definitely. I mean, in 2003, I went back to Algiers to discover the city, as I've never lived there, and walking down the streets of the Casbah, I saw a mirror hanging outside of a mirror shop, and I went in to buy this mirror. And I didn't know that it was going to change completely my life and the mirror maker's life. But this mirror maker was much more interested in telling his story than selling the mirror. So he sat me down and started telling me the story of this music and how it started and how he started in it. Because Shabi music is a music of the people, it's a bit of a kind of a popular revolution. It's the voice of the people. And it wasn't very much recognized in the Casbah in the 19. It's born in the 20s, and it wasn't really much recognized till the early 40s, where the conservatoire gave a music class to these musicians to learn more about
and
this
there was
music.
One master musician who helped to bring it forward, but the troubled times of the 60s dispersed all these musicians. They had some of them moved to France, some of them just went into retirement. You know, it's a fantastic story, longer than we have time to tell just now. But it must have been a huge task to think about trying to bring these people back together across religion, across music, across geography. Where did this idea come from?
I don't know if it was an idea. It was just so natural, because when I first met Mr. Frikiwi, the mirror maker, and he spoke to me about this class and about its members and his friends that he's lost touch with 50 years ago, he was so convinced that he was going to see them again. It was amazing. And for me, it felt like, then let's make it happen kind of thing. And I didn't think it was going to lead to an orchestra or to a film or to anything. I just wanted to put this man in touch with his friends. And it just took ages, because I thought it was going to be 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, you literally had, you had to go and knock on doors.
Oh, yeah, it was door to door.
And had doors closed on you. And it was not straightforward.
I mean, on top of all of this, I mean, these people moved places. So it was the hardest task, I was saying, was tracking them down. Where did they go? Because they had moved several times. So you had to track down the last place where they went.
And even their names, you know, like you refer to the guy that we're going to hear on the accordion as the mirror maker, but that would be just as likely how he was known, far more than his official name.
And a lot of them called each other by nicknames. So there wasn't the official names to find the addresses and stuff. But in a way, that trip, that adventure in tracking them down, one, helped me to discover the city of Algiers, the culture, and two, to mingle with a lot of musicians of Shabi music and to discover the music further.
And you've got this really exciting development in the project now. You've been able to bring these old dudes back. You know, some of them, I know you say, were just expecting it to happen. They knew it was going to happen sometime, you know.
They
believed it was going to happen. But now there's a new generation coming in.
Well, It's exactly what you just said. They believed. This is exactly what these musicians are great for, is they have this capacity, no matter how their life is very harsh or difficult, is to continue in believing. And that's the spirit we wanted to continue giving it towards the younger generation, is people, these men, no matter how harsh things are, they keep believing in the positive things and in fighting to keep this music going. And it's also a generation that lived in Algeria that knew diversity of religion and culture, while it's not the case of the newer generation. And seeing these older musicians handing over the spirit of this music and to the younger generation is great. And it's what's happening, basically. After this group got together, we've toured the world, and I've seen people, how they've been reacting to the story of these men, and how positive it was of an impact to people. And we thought it was a pity to just end it there. And especially that, unfortunately, the age of these musicians and their health didn't allow us to continue.
These guys are into their 80s.
Oh yeah, there's some that were in the 90s, and we lost some, unfortunately, since the adventure started. So it was a natural thing that happened gradually, where the younger generation started coming in and taking over. And it's just the connection between the two were great. And they've been recording together now for 2 years. We're working on a double album together.
And the Womack stage was where people got to hear, and they got to experience things together for the first time.
Yeah, that's because amazing. They've been recording between several cities, and this was the first time they actually get together and meet.
How special. Well, we're going to hear The Mirror Maker, I think, at the beginning of this this next piece. So it's rather appropriate that he's the go-between between one generation and the next.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Sabina.
Thank you.
احنا غربة ومولفين بغربتنا وهم الغربة هم الغربة اكوانا بين العينين احنا غربة ومولفين بغربتنا وهم الغربة اكوانا بين العينين وإذا عشنا نولوا لعشراتنا وإذا متنا يدفنونا ناس خورين النجوم الليل معاكم سهران
النجوم الليل معاكم سهران ما عندي الحبيب الأولي مرمي في البلدان ما عندي الحبيب الأولي مرمي في البلدان مرمي في البلدان
في الليل والنهار
ترد عليا لاخو البيعادي بيهم حالي
خاسريك بالحور ايولي ويفناك الصبر خاسريك بالحور تبرايبك امو مسلوب ويعزيزن ويعزيزن ما ستنظر ويعزيزن ما ستنظر ابي بسن قصر أقل أغنان سراجو الكتوب ويعزيز النما ستنظر أبي بزن قصر لأقل أغنان سراجو لأقل أغنان سراجو الكتوب الدني فاكاي في الحق القوم اشتاق الراحة كان تزالوا للحيق يا زمان نقول فضيحة رجال بتقول نرحى ولاش الحباب ونفريق
فرقت روحي عدى مفرقت دوني ذكاية الحق ومشتاق الراحة لنتزلزل ورد الحيق يا زمن بول الفضيحة فريد جنب تكون الحق ولك العذاب ورد الفريق يا زمن بول الفضيحة فريد جنب تكون الحق ولك العذاب ورد الفريق ولك العذاب ورد الفريق ولك العذاب
Merci. 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 Merci.
El Gusto recorded on the theatre stage last night at Womex. What an amazing story behind such glorious music. Well, amidst the familiar faces and big names in world music, Womex also gives you the chance to encounter new sounds and passionate advocates of that music. None more so than this chap that we met earlier on today. And he was wanting to introduce us to the music of Uganda.
My name is Faisal Kiwewa, and I'm from Uganda, and I work with the Bayimba Foundation, which is a foundation that started in 2006. And as a foundation, we are involved in one of our main activities is organizing festivals. We have six festivals we organize throughout the year, and all these festivals are multidisciplinary. And as festivals, in terms of programming, the challenge we always have is to find new art forms to present and new music, you know, because we don't want to bore our audience to the same musicians, same music all the time. So we are always challenged to look out for new things. And in that way, we are always, you know, presenting new artists, presenting new art forms, and also, you know, programming people from elsewhere to bring in new things that we've never had. Yeah.
And the way your festivals work, you're able to go out into different parts of Uganda and specialize in the music from there.
Yeah, we do that. We have five of our festivals from the in the countryside. This is because we found that we started with our main festival, and because it's one weekend, so we cannot program everyone. Yet there's so much music, so much talent across the country. And we decided that for us to be able to tap into new talents, to identify new artists, but also to give a chance for those regional artists to have their own platform where they can showcase their artworks. So we said, let's have regional festivals. So we have a festival in the north, we have a festival in the east, we have a festival in the south, and a festival in the west. And that is really trying to, you know, balance and tap into the talents that are there. And every region we go to, we program the music that comes from there, the art forms that are in that region. And we do also a lot of collaboration between city to city within the country. So we can pick an artist from the capital to go to the north and work with an artist from there. And that way we try
And that's something that would only happen with the festival?
Definitely. I mean, because it's costly. We know most of the artists in the countryside, they don't have a studio, they don't have, you know, practicing equipment, they don't know how to read music, they don't know how to write songs. So when they come, when we bring in these artists from the city who have at least some bit of experience, they can give them an opportunity to interact and talk about the way they write music, the way they produce music, and we move with the mobile studio. So in that process, they record. So we spend at least some 2 weeks in every region before the festival, and that those 2 weeks we are always working with artists, producing music, working, training them, and giving them some skills. Yeah.
So you have such riches to introduce us to, but we're making you pick one in particular. So what have you brought?
I have picked an artist called Joel Sebonjo. And this is a new collaboration we did this year. And it was done in the East. But it was a collaboration between Joel, who is a Ugandan artist, a Kampala-based artist, with a regional artist from the East. And they were playing, it's a fusion of, you know, traditional xylophones. We have the best xylophones in the world, I think, which are played underground. You know, they dig a ditch and they are very big, played by seven people. And the sounds from these xylophones with the fusion of some lyre and adungu, and he created a beat around it. And then we picked the music of Joel and this traditional musician and gave it to the DJ. And the DJ reproduced it for club music. So it's old music, but transformed for youth consumption, basically. Yeah.
Faisal, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Africa. Come on,
Essa and Sabunjo from Uganda there, and thanks so much to Faisal Kakewa for taking time out from that hubbub of the marketplace upstairs at Womex. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy at Womex, the World Music Expo taking place this year in Santiago de Compostela in Galicia in northern Spain. It is, of course, a part of the world that is renowned for its own traditional music, and we have someone with us who's going to be able to give us more of an insight into that particular world, but with a very special twist to Germán Díaz's music. Let's hear it first. Thank you. Wow. Where do I start with this? When you come to Galicia and you think, oh, it's a place that's well known for its traditional music, you think, well, as a Scot, I should know this. It's all bagpipes, you know, gaitas. But you've created, Germán Díez, a whole new world of music for us there. This is where radio is so difficult. Your pink stripy socked feet have been working just as hard as your hands. Just try to describe for us all the elements that are going into creating that world for us.
Okay. Well, I have the most important instrument is the hurdy-gurdy. That is a medieval instrument, very important in Galicia. And, well, I play with the hand. Okay. After we have a mechanical instrument, a music box, but I can write the song on this card.
So this is almost, it's like a piano roll.
Yes.
Isn't it? And you can
exactly
print out the code that makes the melody for it.
Yeah, I can make the hole with a holder in the paper. So this song was a version from the Eternity and Day from Eleni Karandriou. She's the composer who made all the music for Theo Angelopoulos, the great Greek filmer, director, and this machine, this little music box, had a motor. I put a motor with a pedal, so I can play the hurdy-gurdy with the hands. And
so you have the loops going with the little music machine. You also have it. Everything I should say, and the extra voice here in the background is Roberto Sobrado from the Galician delegation here at WOMEX. And he pointed out something really important to me, as well as the hurdy-gurdy and the little music box and your harmonium. Everything has a little handle that turns, a crank handle.
Yeah. I like it very much, the hand crank.
All of them are mechanical instruments with this gadget.
And it's amazing that something that is mechanical, that is quite old-fashioned, you have an old-fashioned record player here with recordings of real heartbeats.
Yes. It's from the 1933. The Dr. Iriarte, doctor, he edited this portfolio. We have here the original one. And he recorded the sound from the heart. From his patients. Yes,
and you have actually that record album folder, and that's what gives your project its name. It's amazing, I think, that something, as I was saying, so old-fashioned, mechanical, that belongs to another era, that is creating a music that is very new.
Hmm. Well, I like very much this, no? To take all the old sound and make new music, yeah.
And the name of this little folder here, the doctor's, the Metodo?
Cardiofonico.
And this is the name of your project?
Yes, it's the same.
It's beautiful making the connection to the 30s. Will you take us back into your world?
Okay. Thank you.
man. Thanks so much to German Diaz and to Roberto Sobrado from Galician Tunes for some music rooting us right into a whole new world of Galician music, Galicia being the hosts for WOMEX 2014. And you're listening to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, having a glorious time encountering some fantastic new acts from right across the world music spectrum. Not least, a new voice coming out of South America, showing us that there's more to Argentina than just tango. And promoter Ali Silver joined us earlier to tell me more about La Yegros.
Okay, great. My name is Ali Silver. I am an American based in Buenos Aires, Argentina. I'm here at WOMEX with my management company called Free Radical Productions, and I'm very proud and excited to be presenting one of my management clients here, La Yegros, who has a showcase on Saturday night.
Tell me a little bit about where you are just now and Buenos Aires.
Oh, Buenos Aires is an amazing city. I studied there in university and it completely captured my heart. So I am back living there now. It's been about 4 years. It's a really exciting city. The reason why I love it so much is because it's a great intersection of a city that has lots of culture, lots of music, arts, a very vibrant cultural scene, but at the same time it has that sort of rough, fun edge of Latin America where you stay up very late, you know, things are very spontaneous. A lot of the music venues are less formal, they're in houses or warehouses underground, so it has that that energy of, you know, being a bit more of a developing country, but at the same time it has the sophistication of a European city in its cultural life.
It's very much a part of the world that is outside for Europe, but it has a huge European connection, and we're very lazy, I suppose. We think, oh, it's Argentina, it must be tango, but there's much more to it than that.
Musically, there's a lot more to Argentina than tango. And the music that I specialize in my management company is actually the roots of folkloric music from Argentina. And it has a very, very, very rich folklore tradition of tons of music. Chamamé, carnavalito, there's, you know, some real more Andean roots to the music there. And I think
From the northern parts of the country?
Exactly, from the north especially. There's a very vibrant music tradition from there. And when I went to Argentina, you know, I'm actually personally not the biggest tango fan, and I fell in love with this other very rich culture that they have there. And so one of the things that I tried to do is to share those traditions with people from all over the world so they can really discover, you know, all of the rich music that goes way beyond tango from Argentina.
So tell us what's special about this music that you're going to play us just now.
Okay, well, this is La Yegros, who's going to be showcasing here Saturday night. An incredible artist. I've had such a great time working with her. What she does is she mixes cumbia, which is actually a traditional rhythm originally from Colombia that's trickled down all through South America and become very popular. And each country has sort of taken it and adapted it in its own way.
Why do you think that is the case? Because cumbia has, like you say, it's found its way into different countries' cultures.
You know, I think that cumbia is just an infectious dance rhythm, and I think that it's a rhythm that, what I love about it, and I know why La Yegros identifies with it so strongly, is because it's a rhythm that is very happy and danceable. It's enjoyable to listen and see in concert, but at the same time, a lot of the lyrics can be a bit more melancholy. And I know that's something that she as an artist really identifies with. So, you know, she'll be talking about an emotional experience, but at the same time, everyone will be happy and dancing. And that sort of duality to cumbia, which, you know, is very intrinsic to the identity of Latin America, is something that she really identifies with.
Fueron tus dedos que me tocaron y se volvieron. concierto cambió mi vida. Camaradas de rebelión, florcita macumba en la despedida. No digas siempre, no digas nunca. Viene de ti, viene de mí, viene del viento. No miento, es un sentimiento, es un sentimiento. Viene de ti, viene de mí, viene del viento. No miento, es un sentimiento, es un sentimiento.
Viene de mí from La Yegros. Thanks to Ali Silver and, of course, to La Yegros with her Argentinian cumbia. So, you're listening to World on Three with Marianne Kennedy, and we're going to go back to Europe now and on with our next live guest here in the Womex studio. Polish roots with a contemporary twist and blending traditional and classical. This is Volosi.
Wow, Velosi from Poland, just a string glory going on there. And we have Krzysztof Lathon joining me here just to tell us a little bit more. And you were explaining to me just before you were setting up that this is, it's a band of two worlds. There's yes. classical and there's traditional. Mm. And you actually are sitting, when you're playing, it's almost like you're facing off against each other. It's like a challenge to each
yes,
other.
Yes, yes. Two musical words, Voloshi, two musical words and big meeting, big friendship. We've met 10 years ago, actually, on my wedding. I wanted to have on my wedding the best Polish mountaineers group, which is the best in play, wonderful tradition. And we found them in mountains and started to play together. And so it became great friendship. So we started to play a little bit more.
So there's you and your brother yeah. on the cello, who are the classical world. Did you have a connection with traditional music before this?
No. Of course, we know very good traditional music because this mountaineer and Highlander music in Poland is very known. We all also spend a lot of time in mountains in Poland. But this is first connection, so really we played together.
Okay, so for people who don't know very much about your music and where you come from, can you tell us a little bit about the traditional music that belongs to the mountains?
Yeah, it's very interesting and very rich because we have Carpat Mountains, and this is also meaning of our name, Wołosi, because it's...
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's ethnic group called Vlach people. It became a little bit mythical in Poland. They came some time from Roman times, actually. But it became mythical, like something which comes from the south and brings all tradition from the Southern Europe, from Asia. And what's interesting, this village where our friend lives, which is Istebna, is last village of the way to the north.
To the north of?
Of Carpathian mountains.
Okay, so it takes you into a different world, yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Okay. I want to talk to you a little bit more, but I want to hear more of this music, and I want to watch this competition. It is like watching a competition, watching the five of you playing together. So tell me about this next piece of music.
Next piece is Klepeto.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, what a conversation going on the far side of the Womex studio here. We'll get Christoph back over here to talk to me there. Wow. And just watching your brother there playing the cello, taking the lead there, and it just in complete control of his instrument. Very beautiful. But I'm seeing that the traditional side of your band, they're not scared of trying unusual contemporary ideas and effects.
Yes, we are learning from them and they are learning from us. We with my brother play a lot of also of contemporary music. We play in Polish something like contemporary music orchestra. Also, it's very important also fragment of our musical life.
Is there a point at which Veloci gets to and you say, I can't do that?
No.
Okay, no rules.
Yeah, all these things are making this big adventure and we like it very much to make something which is surprising.
I'm seeing that amongst the traditional players you have a viola.
Yeah.
And a double bass. Is this a traditional part of string music in Poland?
Yeah, it is just traditional Polish Highlander band. This tradition comes actually like Wołosi, like this ethnic group from south, from Hungary, from Romania, and it comes to us. There is a second very traditional set, which is violin and bagpipe, is oldest one, actually. We do one piece in our program where we use this duo, but this the string ensemble is now the most popular and most played in mountains.
Well, we're going to bring the bagpipes into the program a little later on, but not through the avenue that people might think. But I just wanted to ask one more question. The violin or the fiddle is a kind of universal instrument. It speaks to lots of different people and it's able to play the music of many different people. Do you find in a festival like this that the fiddle is an easy way to make connections with other people?
Exactly. So for us it's a big adventure to play violin, to play fiddle, to play string instruments. Just because they are so rich, so the possibilities are so rich and so wide, and it's amazing. It's what makes us always fun.
Well, I want to watch this conversation one more time. Would you play us a little more?
Okay.
Oh, wow. Christoph Lathon and the rest of Voloshe. Perfect music for BBC Radio 3 and World on 3 here at Womex in Santiago de Compostela. And I honestly, I can't let you go away without having just... Do you have one more for me? Thank you. I don't think the instruments are in one piece at the end of that. I think we'll put that down as a score draw. Thank you so much to Voloshe, part of the Polish contingent at this year's Womex Festival. And our European explorations at the Expo also took us to Latvia. And given that we're in Galicia, I was on the lookout for some gaita or bagpipes, but I didn't expect it to come from this particular quarter. To tell me all about it was Kasparis Barbals from the band Auli.
Yeah, so as we know, bagpipes are spread around whole Europe, as well as in Latvian part. And it's in our country for some 500 years. We have a not so big, but a little history of bagpipe. And it's kind of different than, for example, in Ireland or Scotland. And we studied our history of bagpipes, and in the end we come to an our way when we compose our tunes for bagpipes and drums.
So what is special about bagpipes and Latvian music?
It's the most interesting thing is that we use Latvian folklore, which is unique in the context of the world. And in combination of our own compositions, it makes something that people have never heard. Maybe some similar things, but it's kind of unique.
Is there a big connection between your folklore heritage and identity?
I think it's really connected, because folk songs, they include information about history, about our identity, about our roots, about how our view of the world is constructed, and how we live our life according to nature.
And I know that you have come to this amazing marketplace before. You've been to Womex in 2012, and you've been able to make connections with other cultures. Tell us about the Malagasy connection.
Yeah, it was really interesting. We met Kilema from Madagascar, and he was really open to us, and we said, why don't we create a song together with our melody and your Malagasy instruments, and he wrote the lyrics, and also he came to Latvia and we performed it live, because it's really, really easy to make a fusion project when you record at your country and other part is recorded in different country, and the internet gives you a possibility to put it together, but it really, really makes sense when you can perform it live. And so we did it. We also make a video, and people like it.
Madagascara,
Latvia, Madagascara.
Thank you.
the stirring sounds of Latvian pipes and drums, and thanks to Kasparis Barbels for telling us more. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy. We're here with World on 3 at WOMEX 2014 in Santiago de Compostela. Thank you so much to everyone who's helped us out in the WOMEX radio studio, especially Alberto and Galician Radio, who've been such great supporters for this whole programme, and also our radio colleagues in Norway and Germany. Also to James Birtwistle, our regular wonderful engineer, and producer Roger Short. We're going to go out by going back to that great celebration of one of world music's great iconic figures. The Barefoot Divas music lives on in the hands of the likes of this lady and her friends.
Vieira, and I'm here with the Cesária Évora Orchestra. When we lost Cesária Évora, lots of concert producers asked José da Silva from Luz Africa some concerts in homage to Cesária Évora. And he thought that it would be a good idea to keep these musicians that were playing with the Cesária Évora, keep working and playing the same songs, because people that loved Cesária Évora don't have her now, but they miss, and they would be happy to have the possibility to hear that songs, to go to the concerts. Cape Verdean, we have an important history of immigration, you know. Lots of Cape Verdean left the country. And Morna is our special, special music. It speaks about emotions, about saudade, missing the country, about love. It speaks about the soul of the Cape Verdean people. And I think Cesária, she took Cape Verdean music in many countries, many people, you know, they didn't know if a country called Cabo Verde was in the map. Cesária Évora brought Cape Verde to the world. We'll be right back.
Kale ay ton soda Munja que voltou cabeça Ai kale ay ton soda Munja que voltou desversa Ai kale ay ton soda Munja que voltou cabeça Ai galei ai tom soda, muda que voltou desversa. Acabou fica vou discutir, seja argumento que tem fundamento. Tenta cumprir, tenta seguir. Thank you.
Ai, galeia, e tom soda. Mude a grevo em tua cabeça. Ai, galeia, e tom soda. Mude a grevo em tua desversa. Ai, galeia, e tom soda. Mude a grevo em tua cabeça. Ai, galeia, e tom soda. Mude a grevo em tua desversa. Acabou, acabou discutir. Seja argumento que tem fundamento. Tenta cumprir, tenta seguir. Voz sincera do coração. Acabou, cumprir, acabou discutir. Seja argumento.
Valor de falador, tá na força de se pensar. Fala pra que falar, se nada tem pra sustentar. Valor de falador, tá na força de se pensar. Fala pra que falar, se nada tem pra sustentar. Valor de falador, tá na força de se pensar. Fala pra que falar. Nada tem pra sustentar. Valor de falador. Tá na força de se pensar. Oi, alma, se fosse moda chuva, e toda na chum, planta novo tá nascendo. Oi, alma, dor da morte tem vocação. Oi, alma, se fosse moda chuva, e toda na chum, planta novo tá nascendo. Oi, alma, dor da amor que tem vocação. Oi, alma, se for sem moda chuva, e cada nação, planta novo tá nascendo. Oi, alma, dor da amor que tem vocação. Oi, alma, se for sem moda chuva, e cada nação, planta novo tá nascendo. Nada volta.
Fantastic. The sultry tunes of Jennifer Soledad with the Cesaria Evora Orchestra live at WOMEX at Santiago de Compostela. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock.
I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. A pair of second symphonies for you in these first 2 hours. Mahler's Resurrection Symphony, conducted by Maris Janssens at the 2013 Proms, is in 40 minutes, after we've heard Robert Schumann's second symphony. It's one of his few compositions from the year or two after his mental and physical breakdown in the autumn of 1844. He and Clara settled in Dresden, where he spent the next couple of years convalescing. Like the Spring Symphony, the Second Symphony begins with a trumpet call, but it's a quietly restrained one this time, in contrast to the cheerful confidence of the earlier work. Tamás Vasary conducts the Budapest Symphony Orchestra.